Sagt der Mishnah weiter, mit sechtes Bava Metzia, Perik Zayin, der Mishnah Tess. Ze'ev Echad. You have a shepherd that said, don't worry, I'll watch this herd of behemoths. Of course, I'm going to get paid for it. And the shepherd sits down to relax, and suddenly he looks up and he sees a wolf coming. And what does the shepherd do? He runs away. The wolf does his part. He grabs one of the sheep and runs away as well. The shepherd's going to say, ah, that was an oynes. I'm a shem sachar, I'm patra an oynes. It's like the Mishnah, ainoi oynes. The shepherd has to pay the owner for his behemoth. What do you mean the pasuk says, ha-treifa lo yishalem? And we're going to explain to him, ha-treifa, the treifa lo yishalem. In other words, under certain circumstances, if it's mamish, that situation of a treifa, he doesn't have to pay. But there are treifas, there are times when the animal comes and grabs a sheep, and you do have to pay. It was only one wolf. There is a way to try to protect a herd from one wolf. And the shepherd didn't even try. However, Shnei Ze'evim, if two wolves came to the herd, it's impossible. Here we know that it's impossible to protect the herd from two wolves. Even if you fend off one, the other one's going to grab one of the sheep. So Einus, here he has the Nevo'ah Einus, and he's potter to pay. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shas Mishlachas Ze'evim, when you can see, these Ze'evim were sent to grab. This is based on the Pasuk in Pashas Bichukaisai. V'shlachti b'chem eschayis asada. Or maybe you remember from Bava Kama, v'shen behemas ashalach b'am. You see sometimes the animals are angry, they're out there to grab. In Hashemayim, there's such a gzeda. So af ze'ev echad oynes. During such a time, you can tell the chayis are so angry, they're not scared of anything. If a person tries to defend a sheep against even one wolf, the wolf is liable to kill him. Zok to Yehuda, if this is such a time, then even if there's a single ze'ev that attacked the herd, we still say that the shepherd is potter. This is considered an oynes. But the Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says an experienced raya should know how to manage or fend off even an angry wolf. Vayter zok the Mishnah, shnei chelovim, two dogs, ein oynes. A shepherd should be able to protect the herd even when two dogs come. Yadua habavli oymer mishum Rabbi Meir. Yadua habavli says in the name of Rabbi Meir. It depends. Mei ruach achas. If the dogs came from one direction, ein oynes. Should have stood up to these two dogs. But mishtei ruchos, if one dog came from one side and the other dog came from the other side, oynes. Then he does have a din of an oynes. Because even if he can stand there and he knows what to do to scare off a dog, what about the dog coming from the other side? He can't do both at the same time. Vayter zok the Mishnah, halisnim, robbers that come armed, hareza oynes. The shepherd is potter. But we're talking about armed robbers. These armed robbers, they're coming to get killed. They know they're putting their life on the line. Because if they're caught and turned over to the authorities, who knows what's going to happen to them. So we don't expect this raya to fight off an armed robber, even it's brought down, even if he himself is armed. It's still called an oynes. Vayter zok the Mishnah, huari a lion, v'adoiv a bear, v'anomer a leopard. There are shitas that say a nomer is a tiger, but either way, it's not something you really want to meet when you're a shepherd alone on a field, even though you have a responsibility to the sheep. You may be a loyal shepherd, but your life is more important. V'habardeliz. There are a lot of different shitas what a bardalus is. Some say a weasel. Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, says it's a skunk. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that's not dangerous. It could be very unpleasant, but it's not dangerous. Some say that there's a particular type that is. And there are different shitas. Some say a cheetah. Some say a hyena. Either way, you don't want to be with a bardalus alone either, even though you have to watch the sheep. Your life is more important. V'hanochash and a snake, if one of these five animals come, hareza oynes, it is considered an oynes. Because they have a tremendous koyach. They may even have a poison, as in the case of the snake. So we don't expect the roya to risk his life. However, emesai, when do we say that indeed he is potter, bizman shebo me'elein, if they came on their own? Aval im ha'ilichon lemekayim gidude chaya v'listim. If the shepherd brought them to a place where it's known that in this place there are chayas, there are armed robbers, ain't no yoinus. because why did you bring them here? And therefore, the Raya would be chayiv to pay. So quickly, chazring over. If one wolf comes, it's not an einus. A Raya should know how to fend off one wolf. Two would make him an einus. You can't fend off two if they come at the same time. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. If it's mishalacha ze'evim, you see that the wolves are particularly angry, then even a single wolf would also be considered an einus. A dog is not as dangerous as a wolf, and therefore even two dogs would not be an einus. But Yehuda HaBavli says that's only if they came from one direction. He says so in the name of Rabbi Meir. But if they came from two different directions, you can't fend off the two dogs in two different directions at the same time. Even if I successfully send away one, I turn around and the other dog grabbed the other one. Armed robbers would be considered an einus, as well as dangerous animals, provided that the animals came there. But if he took the sheep to a place and said, okay, let's graze over here, and there may be armed robbers here or some lions and leopards that come by, if that's what he did, so he's not an einus.